rise, let it rise, let it rise from your spirit. Shina bantaya ne sufidiane. Shina la lo sande. Shina la lo saya. Oh Lord, we worship, we worship, we adore your name, your name. You're the reason we live. You're the reason we move and have our being. Hela la la badosa. Oh, it's all because of Jesus. Shelelele na ya na ye la 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 basa. And you are the reason why I lift my hands, why I lift my voice, why I sing to you. Yes, Lord, and you are the reason I'm alive today. I am here to say, all because of you. Come on, join me, sing. He's the reason. You are the reason why I lift my hands, Lord. Why I lift my voice. Why I sing to you. Oh, you are. We have come to say, Lord, it's all because of you. One more time, you are the reason, you are the reason why we lift our heads, why we lift our voices, Lord, why we sing to you. Oh yes, oh yes. You are the reason we're alive today. We've come to say, Lord, it's all because of you. Oh, you are the reason. You are the reason. You are the reason. And you are the reason. 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 C'est la la no setande. Ela la la ba dosu tene na ya ba. Sheni na na ya, sheni na ya ya. Ela pipeni na ya ma. Oh, come and lift your voices wherever you are. He's the reason we live and have our being. He's the reason we're alive today. He's the reason we're called sons of God. Sane balo sane liana yana. Oh, come and let his praises rise. Let his praises rise. Let his worship rise. Oh, shatalamaye. Come and let it rise from your spirit this morning. Oh, let it fill your atmosphere. Satela manela no salabayane. You are, yes, you are, you are. Hela na yelele, hela la ba ya na ne, hela la ba sutele ni. Oh, you're the reason, Lord. Shela la 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 ba do sutele. Come on, let it rise. Just love upon the Father. He's the reason. Shete kelele no sa ya bande. Oh,
about you, Jesus. It's about you, Jesus. It's about you, Jesus. All the glory, all the honor, Lord. It all belongs to you. It all belongs to you. I don't want to sing the latest song. Don't want to pack away the crowd. I just want to make you smile. I don't care who thinks I'm right or wrong. I don't care who tries to calm me down. I just want to praise you now. You covered me in the midst of it all. You love, you gave me another chance. You saw my need when others saw my fault. You forgave me. Everywhere you are, come on. And in my life, in my life, you're glorified, you're glorified. With the lifting of our hands, Lord, in our lives, you're glorified, you're glorified. Somebody declare it with your words, saying, in my life, you're glorified, you're glorified. In my life, in my life, you're glorified, you're glorified. One more time, in my life, in my life, you're glorified, you're glorified. Everybody lift your voice, sing, in my praise. You take the honor, Lord. Oh, you get a glory. You get a praise. You take the honor. Thank you, Lord. You get a glory. You get a praise. You take the honor. Thank you, Lord. You get a glory. It belongs to you. You don't take the honor. Thank you. You get the glory. Get the praise. You take the honor. Take the honor, Lord. Come on, somebody, wherever you are, lift your voice, sing. Oh Lord, oh Lord. It belongs to Jesus. In my life, everywhere I go, Lord, you are glorified. Come on, wherever you are, make melody to the Lord. from the lifting of your voice in my life. Everybody declaring my life, you're glorified, you're glorified, yeah. Glorified, you're glorified. You get it, Lord. You get the glory. You get a praise. You take the honor. Thank you, Lord. You get the glory, Lord. You get a praise. Take the honor, oh, the honor. Oh, you get the glory. You get the praise. You take the honor. Oh, thank you. You get the glory, Lord. You get the praise. I'm just wanting to go in and lead your voice and praising. You will glorify Jesus. You will glorify Jesus. You are glorified, Lord. You get the glory. You get the praise. You alone take the honor over my life. Thank you.
One more time.
You get the glory. You get the praise. You take the honor.
Of your spirit, come on, go ahead and worship him.
Let your worship rise. Praise.
you speak, the words you speak turn things around. Your outstretched arms have lifted me. You took away the chain and cord that held me bound. My eyes are saying, oh Lord, my eyes are seen. My ears are the wonders of your great creation. Bows, everybody. Creation bows in awe of you, and we join to give you praise. The words you speak turn things around. Your outstretched arms has lifted me. You took away the chains and cords that held me bound. Oh Lord, Onishe Iyanu, you're the God of awesome wonder. I've tasted of your power. Your power is great in my life. Onishe Iyanu, you have shown me so much mercy, much more than I deserve. Oh Lord, Onishe Iyanu, you're the God of awesome wonder. I've tasted of your power. Iyanu, Lord, you will show me so much mercy, much more than I deserve. Oh, come on, say the word you speak, turn things around. Your outstretched arm has lifted me. You took away the chains and that held me bound. When we declare, oh, 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 make melody to the Lord. Come on, somebody, go ahead and sing it on our tongues wherever you are. He's a great Father. The word that is spoken, they are spirit alive, my Father. He is a with the lifting of your hand. Yelele manos inanos ne. Yaramo shande liano shande mane. Hey, everybody, will the voice lift and I sing. Word of God is true. Say, every word you speak is yea and amen. You're not a man, you never lie. Your word is true and amen. Every word you speak is yea and amen. You're not a man, you never lie. And every word you speak is yea and amen. You're not a man, you never lie. One more time. Unconditionally, thank you for loving me too much.
Glory to God, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. We honor your name. We honor your word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Yep. Thank you, Lord. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. I believe your week has been exceptional. Okay, I believe it's been great. So you might have noticed that we asked everybody to keep listening to the Makankin's teaching. And the reason is quite obvious. It needs to be attended to now. Some have like given a whole lot of attention to it. Some, you know, diverse spaces, all right? We need to just firm up because end of this week, let's talk about something else, all right, and give out some other message. Is that all right? I want to believe that you understand why we're doing this or giving out these teachings. It will help our minds. It will help. So you're hearing the same thing, like coming from a different angle, coming from diverse anointed people. You've listened to Kenny Hagin. Now it's Makankin's. So you're learning. You're seeing, oh, these people are really talking about this meditation thing, giving attention to God's word, you know, and all. And I hope you noticed in that moving from information to revelation, Makankin's was talking about the seriousness, and I might still need to say this, you know, whether in the teaching or, you know, and we also need to remind ourselves when we resume. I mean, that when he goes to church, he says hi to people. He greets people, you know, good to see you, good to see you, good to see you, good to see you. But when the word starts, you have to focus on the word. Like, I can't catch him saying hi to someone or even greeting someone's baby. And then you find some of us, you know, pick up a baby, you collect the baby from the mother, sit with the baby. No, that's not why you came to church. All right? So maybe one or two persons are trying to mention an usher. In fact, what's this person's business? Now you heard it from Makankin's. It's not about one usher didn't like you or one person in church was just disturbing you, your friend's baby, or sometimes you don't even know the person. Some people just like to feel nice with babies around them. And maybe sometimes that you also just want to let the person know, I mean, like a level of warmth and acceptance and all of that. So while that is nice, you know, someone is with a baby and like, oh, can I have a baby for a few minutes and let me just play with your baby, as in nice stuff, really. I mean, it will show a lot of love that we have here and all. But the timing will be wrong. It's word. That's a major thing you came to church for. All right? Worship, prayer, word. Corporate worship. Corporate prayer. You pray at home. I believe you worship God in your room and on your own. But this is corporate. All right? It's the corporate anointing here. That's Psalm 133, blessing. So it's different. So you would be doing the right thing, nice thing, good thing, but at the very super wrong time. All right? So it's learn to give attention to the word. Some of us chew and then you're told, hey, don't stop chewing. You know, yeah, except maybe, I mean, we've
Maybe when we do a vigil and then you're trying to stay up. You know, something. Maybe, but if it's just, oh, I just like to chew, or, you know, mouth freshness. Word starts, put it off. Worship starts, put it out. Because the worship takes the whole of you. It takes the whole of you. And I'm really looking forward to these are things we're enjoying the physical gathering. You could worship on your own, kneel down, roll on the floor and all of that on your own, and it's beautiful. But it's just that, you know, like the psalmist said, in the congregation of the saints, you know, in the congregation of your brethren, just worship, that corporate worship. So that's not when, and some things we do distract. You're fanning yourself and you're trying to worship. So I know maybe there's heat. So your mind is going on to the heat and then to God. You could just endeavor, throw yourself in. You know, throw yourself in. It's just beautiful. And we need to train ourselves on these things, you know. When there's resumption, we need to do a lot of training along that line so that as God adds new people to us, they see the culture. And the more they relate with us as individuals, they will see that the culture is real. That it's not church, you know, just putting up a front, you know. It's real. These guys don't toy with worship. These guys give attention to the study of God's word. These people, they take notes. They take serious. This is them. All right? So you and I need to give attention to it. You and I need to make this priority, all right? So in Proverbs chapter 4, and something interesting here, David is talking to his son. So I'll pick it. I'll do the two. I'll pick it from the one we need to look at, and then I go up again. So Proverbs 4 from verse 20 says, "My son, attend to my words. Incline your ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them, my words, now in the midst of your heart." I'll take it again from the 20th verse. Proverbs 4:20. "My son, attend to my words." You need to remember where we're coming from. All right? A good man out of the good treasure of his heart will bring forth good things. An evil man out of the evil treasure, evil things. Matthew 12, then Matthew 13. All right, we'll still look at it too. Matthew 13 saying, these people, all right, they've shut their eyes, blocked their ears, so they can't grasp what I'm thinking or saying. But the moment they open up their eyes and understand, you know, hear with their ear, understand with their heart, they'll be converted. So it means there's the eye, ear, all right, the heart, the mouth. The attention you give to the word, all right, is what you will be able to pull back from it. So you and I have got to give, listen. And this is important. We are the seed of Abraham. We have the blessing upon us. So anywhere we go, we stand out. Do you get this now? Anywhere you go, you will stand out. Be diligent. Be focused. Be committed. Stand out. Because you will. Put in your best in whatever you're doing. One thing we therefore must understand is because we will stand out, when they get close to us, what do they meet? They've got to see God. They've got to see intimacy with Him. People shouldn't just see your success in career or your success in business and then just meet you and see diligence. Now, yeah, Proverbs, you know, tells us, 22, 29, see a man diligent in his business, he will stand before kings, you know, not just mean men, but let him see that the source of your diligence is God. Paul said, "I am what I am by the grace of God." So I am what I am, but by the grace of God. Not the religious, it's God's grace, you is no. Let them see that this person draws from God. This person doesn't toy with God. This person doesn't play with spiritual things. I like it when I hear, oh, this believer here, you know, is head of this, you know, corporation, on the board of this, and the person is, you know, and then you hear really like great things about the person. And then you hear about the person's word life, church life, and it's like a game. It's a game. So we need to challenge ourselves. Bible study is not for the jobless. Intimacy with the Holy Spirit is not for the idol. No, come on, no. We are the ones that are carriers of God's grace. We're ambassadors. That means God will keep opening doors for you and I. And with each door he opens, come on, the gospel is finding an inroad. So we see here again, all right, back to Proverbs 4. So, my son, verse 20, attend to my words. Incline your ears unto my saying. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. My son, attend to my words. Incline, tilt, bend your ear to what I'm saying. Let them not depart from your eyes. Take a good look at it. Look at it again and again. And then keep them in the midst of your heart. 22 says, for they, that's my words, are life to those that find them and help to all their flesh. My son, so who's speaking? From verse 1 says, hear ye children the instruction of a father and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine, forsake not my law. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said to me, let your heart retain my words, keep my commandments, and live. Get wisdom, verse 5. Get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, she will preserve you. Love her, she will keep you. Verse 7 says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all your getting, get understanding. Exalt her, verse 8, and she'll promote you. And she will bring you to honor, all right, when you embrace her. She will give to you an ornament of grace. She will give to your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory she will deliver unto you. Hear, O my son, receive my sayings, and your years, or the years of your life, will be many. So you find this coming, all right? And Solomon lets us know that David taught him this. You remember when God showed up and asked Solomon, I mean, what do you want from me? He said, wisdom. And God said, whoa, great stuff. But it wasn't because he thought through. It was because he rode on the knowledge or the shoulders of his dad. I said, guys, seek wisdom. Wisdom will give you treasures. Wisdom will give you wealth. Wisdom will give you, what exactly are you looking for? Wisdom will bless you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Let me read the 8th chapter now. So Proverbs 8:1, all right, says, does wisdom not cry and understanding put forth her voice? She stands in the top of high places by the way of the places of, you know, places of the paths. So by the roadside, all right? She cries at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the door. So wisdom is crying at different points. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of man. O ye simple, understand wisdom. And you fools, be you of an understanding heart. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing froward or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that has understanding, all right, and right to them that find knowledge. Receive my instruction and not silver. Knowledge rather than choice gold. This is wisdom speaking. Receive my instruction and not silver. Knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies. And all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. I, wisdom, I dwell with prudence, and I find out the knowledge of witty inventions. This is creativity here. Advancement, innovation, inventions. All right, I'll take verse 12 again. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance, and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. This is wisdom talking. I like verse 15. It says, by me kings reign and princes decree justice. By me princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me. Yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold. Yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. I will fill. So wisdom is saying, whoever has me will prosper. This is wisdom. Oh, dear Lord. 22 says, the Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, and for, you know, or ever the earth was, before the earth was. And when there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set, you know, a compass upon the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he gave to the sea his decree, the water should not compass his commandment, when he appointed the foundation of the earth, then I was by him as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable part of the earth, and my delight over the sons of men. Now, therefore, hearken unto me, O children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise. Refuse it not. Blessed is a man that hears me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. This is wisdom. You might want to read this entire Proverbs 8 on your own. This is wisdom saying, through me, people have prospered. Kings and judges and princes. Even God had me with him in the beginning. Everything he did with me. This is wisdom. This is wisdom. This is wisdom. 34 again says, blessed is the man that hears me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. Whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor of the Lord. Finds life. Whoever finds wisdom finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. Whoever sins against me wrongs his own soul. And all they that hate me, they love death. This is wisdom. And the word of God, guys, is the wisdom of God. So when we get into God's word, we get the wisdom of God. We understand exactly how God will have things function, how God will have things to be, because we walk in the reality of that wisdom. We stay in it, we roll in it, we function in it. This is the wisdom of God. So you understand better, I believe, all right, the whole statement in Proverbs 4. So he begins by saying, hey, my son, get wisdom, get understanding. So the 20th verse again now. Attend to my words, my son. This is wisdom talking. David telling his son, this is the voice of wisdom. That's what I mean. Attend to my words. Incline your ears to my saying. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life to those that find them and health to all of their flesh. They are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. This is the wisdom of God. Mark chapter 4. We see Jesus being the living wisdom, talking to us about how the kingdom of God functions, and then we learn from it. So in Mark 4, the popular parable of the sower, Jesus begins to tell them about a parable. Hey. And then when he got to verse 10, when he was alone, the Bible says, those who were around him with the 12 asked about the parable, and he said to them, to you it has been given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But to those that are outside, all things come in parables, so that seeing they may see and not perceive, hearing they may hear and not understand, lest they should turn, all right, and their sins should be forgiven them. He now said, and he said to them, do you not understand the parable? How then will you understand all the parables? So this is like the mother of parables, like it's called. The sower sows the word. So what is communicated here is the word. Please get this. The sower sows the word. And though these are they, all right? These are the ones by the wayside when the word is sown. When they hear, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that is sown in their hearts, the ones that fell by the wayside, category one. 16 says, these likewise are the ones sown on stony ground, who when they hear the word, immediately receive the word with gladness. And they have no root in themselves, and so they endure only for a time. Afterward, when tribulation or persecution arise for the word's sake, immediately they stumble. Remember the ones that fell on stony ground, they grew, but they lacked depth of earth. So the sun came, all right, and then they were scorched. They couldn't pull enough nutrients to sustain them from the heat of the sun. 18 says, now these are the ones sown among thorns. They are the ones that hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the desires for other things, entering in and choke the word, it becomes unfruitful. But these are the ones sown in good ground, who hear the word, accept it, bear fruit, and, you know, they bring forth 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. Guys, we go out there, right, like everybody else, do stuff like everybody else, so yeah. But internally, please understand this, you're a product of the word. 1 Peter chapter 1, 23 says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God that lives and abides forever. So you're a product of the word. So the way to conduct your life is by that word. One thing we learn from here, number one, is how to give attention to the word. Those that fell by the wayside, they heard the teaching. And then he says, Satan came immediately and took it away. But when we go to Matthew, Matthew better paint a picture of, you know, what happened there. Because you'd almost feel, oh, they just lost it. So Matthew chapter 13, verse 18. Therefore, hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in their heart. So Matthew adds something that Mark doesn't put there. The word understand. Mark just makes it, you know, says they heard the word, and then when they heard the word, Satan came immediately and took the word. Matthew says they didn't understand the word. So when you hear teachings, what I'm teaching, the messages we give you, don't just play them and just, no, those messages have the capacity to transform people's lives. I know you know Kenneth Copeland, or at least you might have heard the name. So Kenneth Copeland was in his 30s, all right? I think it was just about 30, thereabout. He was born again, I think, about 25. So this was about 5 years after I was born again. You know, he went, I think it was his mom's house, his mother-in-law's house, but I think mom's house. Then he went to pay his mom a visit, and she tells him, I need you to listen to something. So she plays a Kenneth Hagin tape. Kenneth Copeland, all right? Great Kenneth Copeland, yeah. His mom plays a Kenneth Hagin tape. Now, that might not have been cassette then. I know they had this big spinning things, reel to reel, that they used back then, so it might have been that. But she plays a Kenneth Hagin message, and he's transfixed, as in like, who is this person talking with this much audacity and authority and telling me I can change my life by using God's word? That was the first time you would hear anything called word of faith. He's like, whoa. Like, whoa, who's this? And then he wants more. Then he wants more. Then he wants more. He feeds on the messages. Please hear this. I mean, it got to a point, you know, he had this beat down, run down car. He drove it to the ministry office of Kenneth Hagin, met with the general manager, and said to him, I don't have money, but I want to trade my car for all the tapes I can get here. I want to trade in my car, please. All right, and then, I mean, Buddy Harrison, the owner of Harrison House, you might have seen Harrison written on the back of some books. Also, Kenneth Hagin's son-in-law. You know, he looked out, you know, saw the car and said, never mind. You know, go with the tapes. As you get money, just send it in. Just send it in. I love it. Someone wants messages, doesn't have money, and says, hey, give me tapes. Give me all you got. But that's because he saw the word transform his life. Listen, they've been healed by the word. They've been protected by the word. They've been delivered by the word. They've seen people almost dead come back to life, or even dead come to. They've seen things happen by this word. But he began, please hear me, with some paying his mom a visit, and she plays a message. We here in Spirit Life Christian Center must have that amount of value for God's word. Now, yeah, I mean, there are loads of preachers who all could listen to, but sometimes I intend to streamline with an intention. All right? You could turn on TV and so many people will bless you. But sometimes you could hear too many things. You hear A here, B there. I'm streamlining intentionally. Stay here and get this one. You get a lot of things you're looking for. You know, and that's the truth, really. Now, at the end of the day, Copeland becomes a great minister, blessing people all over the world. There's people also that grew up on Kenny Higgins Manchester and are not ministry people. But the same thing has helped their businesses or their lives. This is where I'm going. They are tending to the word. Casey Price, another preacher of the gospel. I mean, he grew up a denominational preacher, pastored for a couple of years, lost one of his kids, had cancer, had to be operated upon. His life wasn't the way he wanted it to be. Then he came across a mini book by Kenny Hagin, Redeemed from Poverty, Sickness, you know, Spiritual Death. He came across that tiny book, Redeemed. Read the book and like, nobody told me this. The man went from that one book to wanting more Ken Hagin's materials, to learning how faith works, to growing. Cancer showed up again. He defeated cancer by faith. His wife later herself had cancer. She defeated cancer by faith. So, guys, it's not enough to say, I am in church. It's pay attention to the word. Don't just listen to it. Do the word. Don't just listen to it. So the first category, Matthew says it again, all right, that they heard the word, but they did not have understanding of it. Verse 19, when anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches the way, you know, what is sown in the heart. These are the ones that receive the seed by the wayside. Verse 20 here in Matthew 13 says, but he who received the seed on stony places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. This describes more than half of our congregation. We're excited. We're like, woo! Glory to God! So screaming is good. Receiving the word with excitement is good. But this says it's not the end. Please get this. It's not the end. We're resuming soon. We're going to scream. We're going to get excited because that's who we are. But we're not just rejoicers over the word. We are doers of the word. Doesn't that mean, well, I don't want to rejoice. Why? If I don't do now, you know, rejoicing is useless. You still, the word excites. All right? David said, I rejoice over your word. Like one that found a great spoil. So the word excites. You rejoice over it. Like, woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm blessed. This thrilled me. This just impacted me greatly. But we don't stop there. So these guys stop there. I'll take it again, 20. But he who received the seed on stony places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet, he has no root in himself, no depth, but endures only for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles. Why? No depth. So you hear what faith can do, you hear how faith worked for A, and how faith worked for B, and how faith worked for C, and then you're super excited, wow, wow, wow. So he said, let me try this thing. So first day you spoke the word, you know, third day you spoke the word, seventh day you spoke the word, eighth day nothing seems to happen, and then the matter seems to get worse, then you give up. It's not working. It's not working. Why? There's no depth of earth. Number of years ago, back when I was on campus, you know, we had this tape. I think it was a Creflo Dollar tape then. It was solid. Heard it a couple of times, you know. But we're super excited. I mean, I love to give out messages. I still do. I mean, we duplicated, made, you know, available. Some even the original copy that was out. Some people had borrowed it and borrowed it and borrowed it. So one day I was talking to the Lord. I'm like, Lord, we've had some good stuff. They don't seem to be working. Now, the answer he gave me was in a particular direction, all right? For that context, and he blessed. I'm saying that because that might not apply in, sometimes his application is, you know, different things that some other people need to hear. Do you understand that? So the context here, you know, is I felt we're not getting results. Now, the answer he gave me will be useful to some. So what I'm trying to explain is, you might need to ask in your own context and get the answer. But that time that I was... And the Lord said, because you're not digesting the messages I'm sending to you. I'm like, how? He said, you know, you were excited in hearing these teachings and then you spread it out. But you were to have sat with this thing and heard it till certain things sank in. Oh, I saw what went wrong. Because we heard stuff. Man, we could preach some of those stuff. Like, hey, preach it back. All right? Maybe not word for word in all the cases, but we could preach some stuff. I mean, Creflo Dollar, I remember this particular one, how to call it in. It's time to call it in. It was on confession. Arrgh, solid. And then we'll just fly off. Hey, you need to hear, you need to hear, you need to hear, you need to hear. And people heard and they were blessed. There's a blessing in hearing now. But the greatest blessing is in the doing. So we're raising doers, SOLCC. We're raising doers. Folk who are committed to doing the word. Saying, this is the word I'm going to do. Did you get that? So we're learning here the place of depth. So you hear about faith and confession. You hear, speak to the mountain. Play that tape like 5 times. Seriously? Yes. 5 times. That speak to the mountain, hear like 5 times. 5 times. Like 5 times. You got to speak to the mountain. You got to speak to the mountain. Hear like 5 times, please. And then take notes. Sometimes write. In like 10 places, I speak to the mountain moves. I speak to the mountain moves. I speak to the mountain. The impossible is possible. You're meditating. You're letting something sink in. And I'm glad we're learning meditation. It helps for depth. It helps you to move from information to revelation, from information to transformation, from information to manifestation, that place of meditation. Just using the word to renew, to reprogram your mind again and again. So the first category, they didn't understand the word. They sat in church. They played the tape. Don't come to church, please. Don't come to church like someone forced you to. Even if they did, don't act like it. You just have less than what? On a given Sunday, 2 hours. On a Wednesday, about an hour and a half. All right. And of course, right now, not 2 hours. But I'm saying, ideally, what we used to have. So don't show up in church like someone forced you. Check someone's hair. Check shoe. Check the dress. He didn't do his collar well. See her hair, it looks due. No. You're giving Satan the room to steal away what you came to hear. Face what you're doing. This is a serious training we need right now. Category 2, they didn't have depth. They heard it, they were amongst the ones that were standing up or just lifting their hands and like, oh my goodness, awesome, awesome, awesome. But that was it. They left church and they left. No depth. They tried applying the word, but when the heat was high, I cannot come and kill myself, you know, the way people say. They just bail off the word and like, nah. Category 3. All right? 22 says, now he who received seed among the thorns is one who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word and it becomes unfruitful. So you receive the word. You're trying to apply the word. But then you're concerned about this. Your pursuit of that. I mean, there are people who had a steady prayer life. All right, but just the desire for some other thing now cuts prayer life down to almost non-existent. Pray in the bathroom, pray on the bike, pray in the car, shabalaba, shubalaba, amen. And then we just rush through. And the time to give to the word. But I love the fact that Abraham was hardworking. David was a king and a warrior. Joshua was a leader, a warrior. These men gave attention to the word. It means they could find, listen, whatever you think is important is what you give attention to. Now, I mean, there are things you and I have been guilty to, all right? So nobody's packing sand on anybody. But all I'm saying is, ask yourself again what your priority really is. All right? Ask yourself again. Define what it is. Please understand that. There are times you say, I just love to worship. I just love to worship. Now, check the last time you took some time out on your own to worship. On your own. Man, I just love worship. I can't do without it. Check. You can realize that it's been a while. All right? So it's easy to say we have attention, we love something, but everything's always clashing with it. Clashing with it. So we've asked us to listen to Mark Hankins. All right? And some of us still cannot just sit down alone and say, all right, you're trying to attend to your baby, you're trying to attend to some customer, you know, that's coming to where you are, you're trying to call someone, or it's while you're driving. I mean, you've not still said, okay, God gave me 24 hours of the day. This is uninterrupted time to just meditate on the word. The summer of the whole Mark Hankins teaching, meditate. So have you now decided, action step, 30 minutes uninterrupted every day, I will meditate on God's word. I says, 30 minutes. I don't have that in 24 hours. It means you have 23 hours, 30 minutes left. You have that time. It's the fact that we could lose it in that we really don't prioritize it. We don't protect it. We don't prioritize it. We don't protect it. So we're not giving it the attention it needs. Please get this. 30 minutes. Now, the benefit of meditation, Joshua 1 says you will make your way prosperous. You will have good success. What else were you going out looking for? Success. What else are you trying to do every day to succeed? So Bible says if you meditate, and we're not saying meditate 10 hours of the day, 30 minutes. Find uninterrupted 30 minutes. Uninterrupted 1 hour every day. And say, this is the meditation. And when I finish doing that, would you not say I should pray in tongues again uninterrupted? Yes. Yes. You've got 24 hours. Listen, Deuteronomy 8:18. You remember the Lord your God, for it is He that gives you power to get wealth. Daniel did not miss his devotion. How busy are you? David did not miss his devotion. How busy are you? Muslims show us how they don't play with their devotion. They could park a car on the road if you've ever had to travel to the north. Those buses will park on the highway. And they stop to pray. And they don't think they owe you too much of an explanation. It's what they do. It's their devotion. We want to now show them a greater God, the real, authentic God, but we can't show devotion. They listen to us, they sound like the normal secular guy down the road. They see you go to church. I mean, the last guy that duped them in business also went to church. All right? The last person that did the wrong thing went. So, going to church is nothing new for a lot of people anymore. They are looking for devotion. You are the one to show them devotion. Yes, you. To show devotion. This is it, guys. They should watch you and say, ah, she's devoted. Not religious. No, she's really spiritual. I mean, we've taught you how to hear from God. We'll still keep teaching it. So you show, you pray, you hear. You tell, I sense in my spirit is the next direction. And then they see it happen. You were correct. They respect your spirituality. To them, it's not religious. Yeah, all those other ones, they just go to church. They go, they read Bible. This one, know God. Because they see not just you carry your Bible, or then you read your Bible during break. They see the life. Is that not what we say about Christianity? It's not a religion. It's a life. Do we show them the life? Do the people around us see the life in it? Oh, come on. Oh, come on. Oh, come on. This is real. And this is why Jesus is saying, if you don't understand this parable, how do you want to understand the other parables? How do you want to understand the other parables? Give attention to the word so that you understand it. Don't distract yourself. Oh, can you listen to teachings while doing stuff? Yeah. But you and I know you won't get the best from it. So create time again to listen to it. Please. Even when you listen to a teaching with full attention, you play it again and felt, ah, I thought I heard this, but I didn't get it well inside it. How much more? What do you think will happen then with someone who's doing like 10 things and still listening? You definitely won't hear everything. But the greatest part I'm getting to, please, is the action steps. What are you going to do with what you're hearing? Don't say, well, action step, Macan Kings, this, action step, Ken Hagen, that, action step, Sab, I have it. All right, good point. So you move from hearing, you rejoiced over the word when you heard it. You didn't just hear, you rejoiced. Good stuff. You didn't now just rejoice, you started gaining depth. Huh? You also created time for the word so that the cares of the word and the sin of riches will not choke it. You gave the word its own attention 2.5 hours every day. God gave you 24. You can honor him with 2 hours uninterrupted. Honor him with 2 hours uninterrupted. I was having a meeting with the leaders sometime back. It was in leaders at Ijebu. I know I mentioned it again in Lagos. I mean, there's this fast food chain in the U.S., Chick-fil-A. They don't function on Sundays. Everybody knows they don't work on Sundays. It's all right. The biggest pharmacy that I know in Ijebu here, they don't work on Sundays. And they're rich. They are basically, for me, like into real estate. If they don't do pharmacy anymore, if they sell their buildings, they sell big money. Because they build, they buy the structure. And the man is a pastor. His wife is, you know, maybe pastor to a deaconess or something, you know. But hey, they're committed to the word. You see, their businesses thrive. You can't laugh at their own spirituality. They're rich. And it's pharmacy. They have integrity. They don't work on Sundays. Now, the truth is, I mean, someone might have an emergency and we need them on Sunday. Should be a reason why I might say, okay, you know, but not money. I mean, money is not what leads us. We've been learning that. Doesn't mean you don't do what you can to make a profit. You should. God expects you to. But you don't place it above your devotion. That's what's happening here. Jesus said, the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches. Riches, they deceive us. They give us this pseudo success, this pseudo satisfaction. All is well. And the truth is, when someone is richer than you, you always just want to listen to what the person has to say, even if it's junk. It's deception. You say the person knows everything about everything. All of a sudden, a little more money turns some people to an expert. No, you're not an expert. No, you're not. So money is good. Bible talks about the wisdom of the poor man that is despised. Now, biblical wisdom makes you rich. But so I'm just saying that there was a man that had wisdom. Through his wisdom, he delivered the city, but his wisdom was despised. He could convert his wisdom. So he could allow the wisdom of God to teach and train you to excel in your field. That's a major benefit of meditation. It says you will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. You will bring forth your fruit in your season. Your leaves will never wither. Anything you do will prosper. Write about anything you do. You will do well. Anything you do will prosper. Because you give time and attention to the Word of God. Huh? So I said we're going to touch Matthew, but we've gone around it somehow. Okay, Matthew 12 and 13. The good man out of the good treasure of his heart will bring forth good things. The evil man out of evil treasure brings forth evil things. You know it. Stop the word in you. Meditate. What do you meditate on? What do you want to become? If it's abundance, 2 Corinthians 9:8, God makes all grace abound towards me. So that in all things, at all times, having all I need, I abound. And you're doing that every day. 30 minutes. God makes all grace. 15 minutes if you want to. On that, then maybe you want to deal with what? Again, protection. Another 15 minutes. I dwell in the secret place of the Most High, abide under the shadow of the Almighty. 1,000 may fall at my side, 10,000 on my right hand, and will never come near me. I'm kept in the secret place of the Most High. I'm kept in it. And then you're saying that to yourself. I'm kept in the secret place of the Most High. I'm kept in the secret place of the Most High. It could be direction. 1 John 2:20. I have an unction from the Holy One. I know all things. I know all things. I know all things. I have an unction from the Holy One. I know all things. Do you understand that? Huh? So please, give attention to this. Listen again to Mark and Kings. Take notes. More importantly, write down your action steps. And if you can, be accountable to someone. To a leader. If you're a leader, be accountable. All right? Just find a friend. All right? 30 minutes, I don't deserve everything. Please check up on me on that. It's just okay. It's just okay. All right? Praise God. So we'll deal, Sunday service. We'll talk a few more about resumption and everything. But hey, so next Wednesday, we will be live in Ijebu. All right? So I know we're going to have a great time. All right? Super, super awesome time. Father, we give praise to you and we thank you. Your word is rich. Your word is true. Your word is sure. Thank us our lives would never be the same again. Thank you. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, so please keep growing in grace. Get depth. And be a doer of the word. All right? See you on Sunday. And if you can, morning faithful, 7 a.m. See you then. Bye.
Let it rise, let it rise, let it rise wherever you are. You are the reason why I lift my hands, why I lift my voice, while I sing to you, oh God. Yes, Lord, you are the reason we are alive today. We are here to say, we are here to say, Lord, it's all because of you. 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 All because of you. Yeah. All because of you. All because of you. It's all because of you. Come and join me sing. It's all because. It's all because of you. Yeah. It's all because of you. Yeah. It's all because of you, Lord. It's all because of you. Oh, Shelele, Santana, Nele. It's all because of you, Father. Because of your love. Because of your mercy. Oh, because of your grace. We're standing here today. We can look back and thank you. Because of all you've been so good to us. Hey, it's all because of you.